You know, two teams with varying degrees of form going into this match. I think Arsenal, I think you've got to put them favourites on recent form going into this game. You know, they had a bit of a cagey start, as we all know, against Liverpool, losing their first game at home. But Chelsea have sort of hit the buffers a little bit. And their manager, you know, Antonio Conte, even the other night, even though they won, wasn't very happy with the way that the team were playing or, you know, decision-making of the team. And defensively, Chelsea do look vulnerable at times. So, you know, you've got to say that Arsenal go into this game, you know, clear favourites.
Leaders, Manchester City, your old club, are at Swansea. They beat them in the League Cup on Wednesday. 5 wins out of 5 in the league for them. It's been a perfect start.
Yeah, and I can't see that ending on Saturday to Swansea, to be honest. You know, Swansea again, a team in a bit of turmoil, it seems, if you believe what you're reading in all the press releases. But Man City, you know, they've sort of had a rejuvenation of life from last season. You know, I thought they were the team that lost the most last season, you know, with the riches they have, with a playing squad and the clout that they have, and with the capacity of players that they can bring in. You know, I thought last season they really let themselves down. This season, that's all changed. You know, Guardiola's come in, give them, you know, a belief, give them a way of playing that we're all used to seeing on the continent. And again, they look unbeatable at the minute, so I can't see, you know, anything other than a Man City win.
There's a bit of a distraction, though, with Guardiola, Yaya Toure, and Toure's agent at the moment. It all seems a bit unnecessary.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, this is modern-day football, I suppose. A train of thought could say that, you know, Toure's agent's just looking out for his client, his number one client, who obviously is his main source of income. But at the end of the day, you know, the manager's the manager. He's in charge of the club. He has his reasons for not wanting to play Yaya Toure, not putting him in the squad. Why it came out in the public domain, I don't know, but there's obviously reasons for that as well, which, you know, only the certain parties know about. But for me, the manager's a manager. If he says this is what you've got to do to get back into the team, then Yaya Toure should get his head out of the sand, make an apology, or his agent should make the apology, and get on with playing football, because that's what he does best.
Everton in second are at fourth bottom. Bournemouth both lost in the League Cup in the week, but a great start in the league for the Toffees.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there was a lot said about their exit from the AFL Cup in midweek, but, you know, obviously, I think Ronald Koeman is looking to do big things in the league this season. They've had a very, very strong start, whereas Bournemouth have had a bit of a start-stop season so far. One or two decent results, but away from home, you know, not been very good. And again, you've got to make Everton clear favourites when the form they're in at the minute. You know, they look very solid at the minute defensively, which was one of the biggest concerns of last season. You know, they shipped too many goals, but they've brought two or three players in, and Ashley Williams, who have just shored it right up at the back. And again, you've got to fancy Everton for an away win.
Spurs in third, 5-0 winners against Gillingham in the EFL Cup. They're at Middlesbrough, who've lost the last two.
Yeah, Middlesbrough again had a good start of the season, you know, beating Sunderland away from home, picking up a few points at home as well. But they're sort of coming to terms now with the reality of the Premier League. You know, simple as that. You know, they've had a few bad results recently, and this is going to be another tough game for them. But I think Middlesbrough can get something out of this game. You know, no Harry Kane, out injured. Hansen, who's come in, not firing, can't buy a goal at the minute. In the league, especially. So I think Middlesbrough can see themselves getting something out of this game on Saturday. I'd go for a draw for this one.
Liverpool in sixth are home to Hull. Liverpool have won the last two in the Premier League, including that victory against Chelsea.
Yeah, well, you know, I was there against when Liverpool were at home against Leicester, and going forward, you know, they look fantastic. And they backed that up with another great win away at Chelsea on Friday night. So again, Liverpool at home are, you know, looking a really, really good team, really strong team, and I say really dynamic going forward. Hull, as we all know, had a really good start of the season with two wins on the spin, but again, they're just sort of coming to terms of the reality of the Premier League, and they've lost two or three on the bench now, and they're going to find this very hard to get anything out of this game. And you've got to say Liverpool, clear favourites for a home win.
Now it's 7th against 11th. Manchester United welcome the champions Leicester in the Premier League early kickoff on Saturday. United avoided a fourth defeat in all competitions, winning at Northampton in the Cup. How do you see this one panning out?
Well, this is, I know this may not be the game of the weekend, but I would say this is the cagiest game of the weekend, definitely, because as you've said, you've got a Man United team who started the season on fire, three wins on the spin, then they've lost three on the spin up until, you know, them winning in the League Cup. Leicester, a little bit iffy start, but slowly but surely coming back to the form they showed last season that, you know, made them, you know, got them the title. And they've brought, you know, Islam Slimani in from Lisbon, who looks a real find. You know, a good old-fashioned centre-forward, works his socks off, competes well in the air, holds the ball up, brings other players into the game. And with him alongside Jamie Vardy, Leicester will cause Man United problems. There's no doubt about that. It's Man United at home, so you've got to give them a chance. But I'm going to go for a Leicester away win here, because I think Leicester are just finding the form at the right part of the season, this early part of the season that got them the title last season. And I don't think the back line of Man United will be able to cope.
Elsewhere on Saturday, Stoke against West Brom. Tony Pulis returning to his old stamping ground on the back of a 4-2 win over West Ham. 1,000th game as a manager for Pulis. Stoke bottom of the table with 1 point. How big is this game for your old club?
Yeah, Mark Hughes, you know, he must be suffering a little bit at the minute with the stress and the pressure of it, because nobody wants to go home on a Saturday night, turn the telly on and see your team got 1 point from five games. And that's a reality. Obviously, it's got the added spice with Tony Pulis coming back to Stoke. So he's going to be up for it. They're off the back of a good win against West Ham, albeit down to 10 men. Again, I'm struggling to see how Stoke can get a result from this. You know, it's an away game for West Brom, but it's only down the road for them. And they're coming into this game in a lot of form. Stoke have major problems at the back. You know, they're shipping goals for fun. And I don't think Mark Hughes has found a formula to try and stop that. So again, I'm going to go for an away win.
Like Stoke, Sunderland have got just 1 point from five Premier League games. They're home to Crystal Palace, who've won the last two in the league.
Yeah, again, Sunderland, you know, I've seen them once or twice this season, struggling big time. Were a little bit better against Tottenham last week, but without really showing anything going forward. And that's the main problem. I know David Moyes is trying to make things solid, especially at the back, but they're not showing anything going forward. They need to start scoring goals, because that's what wins games. Palace are on a good run, home and away. So I'd say, again, you've got to fancy Crystal Palace the win away from home on this one.
On Sunday, it's West Ham against Southampton. The Hammers only just squeezed past Accrington in the Cup in the week. But three Premier League defeats in a row to slide into the relegation zone.
Again, West Ham, you know, who would have thought West Ham, well, the season they had last season, would start the season like they have, you know. Again, shipping goals for fun at the back. Scoring goals, but really shipping goals at the back, which, you know, Slaven Bilic is be turning his hair out about being a centre-half. Southampton, on the other hand, you know, had a really dodgy start to the season, but have, you know, got one or two results in recent times. I'm going to go for a score draw on this one.
The final game is the Monday night football, Burnley against Watford. The Hornets beat Manchester United last weekend quite impressively, and you saw Burnley at the KP, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw Burnley come down the KP, and for the first 40 minutes it was a pretty even Stephen game, although Leicester had the majority of possession. Burnley, we know about, you know, they'll defend solidly, defend well their lives, but in the end it was an easy win in the end, but for the first 40 minutes or so, you know, it was a bit crazy, and it'll be the same for Watford coming there. But Watford again on good form, you know, will go to Burnley with full of confidence after the win against Manchester United. I can see Watford taking this one in a close, tight game.